The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.H. Isaki. Bishop E.H. Isaki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as a resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.H. Isaki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
I love you. Though the sounds are all as different as the worlds from which they came, and though the words are all different, we are all the same. Love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear.
Yet we're still the same. We love to laugh, we dream our dreams, we know the sting of pain.
Oh, baby, when we realize just how much there is to share, we'll find too much in common to pretend it isn't there.
Oh, love in any language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in any language,
Hallelujah. Everybody has their job. Amen. Can we all rise to our feet? Is it that those who are coming, you're not coming to church or something? Wow, what a shock. Hallelujah. Right. It's 1 o'clock, so we have to end the service now. But I believe it's been a wonderful service. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. There's too much walking at the back, walking and moving around and so on. Kindly take your seats. Make sure, find it. Not sit down yet, but make sure you're standing in front of the chair you're supposed to be sitting on. Amen. But we thank the Lord for this. Hello. We thank the Lord for this International Sunday. Amen. International Sunday was established to make the point and send out the message that this church and the church of God is for every nation and every tribe. Can I have an amen? But every nation and every tribe and every clan and every family can be saved. Amen. That the church does not belong to Asantes or Ewes or any other political party. You know, there are some regions when there's elections, you know where people, the direction of the election, the votes. Am I speaking the truth? How many of you are in Ghana? You are in Ghana right now. You are in Ghana. How many of you know that there are some places when you know the way the voting will go? How many of you know that? Some places, you know that if this person stands in this constituency, they will vote for the person. Am I right or true? I don't have to mention any tribe. But we know that in the church of God, everybody is a part of the family. Say amen. So I just want to read a passage of scripture to us and then we'll pray and share the grace. But in the meantime, I would like you to move out of your chair and hug 12 people and tell them, welcome to International Service. Welcome. I said 12. Move out of your chair, please. If I see you in your chair, I'm going to get on your case. And have 12. Tell them how special they are, how beautiful it is.
Something good is in store. We are together again.
Everybody hug somebody.
Just praising the Lord. We are together again.
Come on.
Just praising the Lord.
Family of God. I said this church is the family of God. There's a song we sing. I love this family of God. How many of you love the church? Shout amen. Today I'm not preaching at all. I'm just coming to pray with you and then we close. I want us to sing. I love this family of God. So close, we are knitted into one. The
They've taken me into their arms, and I'm so glad to be a part of this great family. Let's go.
I love this family of God. So close, we're knitted into one. They've taken me into their arms, and I'm so glad to be a part of this great family. Family of God.
Come on, sing it, sing it.
So close, we're knitted into one. They've taken me to their arms, and I'm so glad to be a part of this great family. Oh, I love this family of God. So close, we're knitted. Part of this great family.
Listen, some of you are not singing it. I want you to put your hand around your neighbor and let's sing it together and make sure you are singing the song. Let's go.
I love this family of God.
So close, we are knitted into one.
So close, we're knitted into one. They've taken me into their arms, and I'm so glad to be part of this great family.
I love this family of
God. Oh, I love this family of God.
So close, we are knitted into one.
They've taken me to their arms, and I'm so glad to be a part of this great family.
Hausa, you speak Ewe, you speak Ga, I speak Fante, somebody speak Nigerian language, somebody speak Creole, but there's one word that is the same in every language, and that word is hallelujah. I wanted to shout hallelujah 3 times. Number one!
Hallelujah!
I didn't hear you. Number two!
Hallelujah!
After the third one, we will jump, we will shout, we will give God the loudest praise. Number three!
Hallelujah!
Come on! Everybody, come on! I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled. That is Revelation chapter 20 verse 11. From whose face earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Now listen carefully. As you close, those walking about, please, can you stand? The gentleman in the red cap. I need some ashes at the back to not allow people to walk around like that. Okay, please. Please, stay where you are. And I need your attention at this time because we are ending the service right now. Can I have everybody's attention? On this side, too much movement on this side. Except for those who are coming in, if you are inside, make sure you are standing at one place. All right. Now, I'm reading to you again. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second day. Those of you at the frontier, please, I need your attention. I need everybody's attention. Very important. All right. Verse 14 again. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, before we sit and end this service today, I just want to remind us of this very amazing encounter that John the Revelator saw. He has seen many things from the beginning, and now he's taken to a place where he sees both the young and the old. The Bible says the small and the great. And the Bible says at this place, there were all types of people there. The scripture that Pastor Loretta read, from every nation, every tribe, the young and the Bible says that even the sea gave up its dead. And the Bible is making us to hear that books were opened. Now, in my little life, I have my name in several books. If you go to birth and death registry, you are going to find my name there because I have a birth certificate. And my name is recorded in the book out in that office. As I grew up, I started my elementary school in Anglican school, Winneba Anglican School. If you go back to many years back, you can take the register and my name is going to be in that book. As I moved on, I moved to Sekedi College in Takoradi. If you go there, 1975, you are going to find my name in that book as well. So my name is in the birth registry. My name is in the primary school register. My name is in second sixth form. I moved to St. Augustine's. And my name is recorded in 1980. When I entered the school, my name is recorded in the register. I finished school and moved on to Legon in 1982. If you go there right now to Legon Registry and you ask for the students who were in the law faculty in the year 1980, my name shall be in that book as well. I finished school and I enrolled in the law school in 86. If you go on to the school, and also in 1988, I was called to the bar. If you go to the Ghana Bar Association, you ask for the register. My name is on the roll of lawyers who were called to the bar in 1988. So my name is in so many books. And then we moved on and all that. And when Lighthouse started, we registered. If you look at the Lighthouse, we go to our records. My name is recorded in those in Lighthouse. I started church, even in Methodist church, in Anglican church. My name may be in the Anglican church register, perhaps. Maybe in the Methodist, maybe. My name is in the Lighthouse, in the Kadesh. We have done registry several times. The Bible says that books were opened. A day is going to come when many books shall be opened. I don't know the school you went to. I don't know the church you have been to in some is part of your life. I don't know where you were born. But your name is recorded in several books. The Bible says that books were opened. But after all the books were opened, another book was opened. And that book is called the Book of Life. My friends, it will not matter if your name is registered in the list of engineers, Ghana engineers, book. It doesn't matter if your name is written in the registered in the architects in Ghana. It doesn't matter if your name is in the role of doctors in Ghana. It doesn't matter if your name is registered as one of the voters in our nation. It is a book. But the Bible says there's one book called the Book of Life. And when every book is opened, they'll be put aside. But one book shall be opened. And that book is called the Book of Life. And the Bible says, anybody whose name was not found, not in the birth and death registry, not in Ghana's voters register at the electoral office, it's not about those who are doctors or lawyers or those who are carpenters or wherever you are. It doesn't matter whether you're an Ewe or a Ghana or a Fante or a Nigerian or Liberian. Books are going to be opened. It's called the Book of Life. That book has no color. That book doesn't belong to any tribe. That book doesn't belong to educated or uneducated. It doesn't, that a day will come when the school you went will not matter again. A day is going to come when the country you come from will not matter. A day will come. Today, we are celebrating nations and tribes and all that. But the day will come when the book shall be opened. And this book is the Book of Life. I don't know where you have your name. But if your name is not in that book called the Book of Life, the Bible says, whosoever was not written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Brothers and sisters, heaven is real and hell is real. Today is an international Sunday. After here, we have love feasts. We are going to eat and celebrate and have fun and all that. Bless God for your coming to church today. But I'm telling every one of us here, please, thank you for coming to church. Thank you for registering to be part of the Kadesh. Thank you for all the books you have your names in. But the question is your name in the Book of Life? Anybody Whether he's a president, whether he's a member of parliament, whether he's educated or whether he's married or single, my name is in the book of married people. Maybe your name is registered right there in that office where marriages are registered. But I'm not talking about marriage today. I'm not talking about law. I'm talking about the book of life. The book of life. The young and the old, the small and the old came up. Wherever you are today, I'm challenging you. The Bible says that if your name is not written in that book, you'll be cast into hell. Why should you come to a church like this? Why should you hear a message like this and die and go to hell? Why should you come all the way? You're waking up this morning. A bus came to pick you. You have made an effort to come. Please, thank you for coming. That as young as old as you are, I'm here to challenge you that it's your damn well to come. But today, your name can be written in the book of life. The question is, what must I do to have my name written? There's only one thing you do. I'm not going to ask you to bring a crate of eggs. I'm not here to ask you to bring calico. I'm not here to ask you to roll on the floor. All I'm going to ask you is to receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. Can I have an amen? That's all I'm going to ask you. It is not too hard. It's not too much to ask. It is not too much to ask. To just ask you to lift your hand and give your heart to Christ. It is not too much to ask. My friends, as we end this service today, I'm asking a serious question. Is your name in the book of life? Is your name in the book of... Don't say I'm too young. Don't say I'm too old. The question is, small or old, your name can be written. If you can say, Jesus, I give my heart to you. Bow your heads with me, everybody. Bow your heads with me. Everyone, no talking. No pinching of your friend. No looking at anybody. Today, I want to give you the chance. The opportunity. The greatest opportunity you can have in your life. Wherever you are. You are 13, you are 16, you are 32, you are 49, you are 65. It doesn't matter your age. Your name can be written in the book of life. If you're here today, say, Bishop, this Sunday morning, this international Sunday when we're all rejoicing and we're all happy, I want to be sure my name is written in heaven. As I speak right now, angels have taken their computers, ready to enter your name if you give your heart to Christ. Angels have opened and ready to enter your name into the heavenly computer. As every head is bowed, everyone is closed. You want to say, Bishop, today I want my name to be written in heaven. I want to be born again. If you really want your name to be written in heaven, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Lift it up high. Don't look, let your hand go higher than your head. I see so many hands. Lift it up high. Today, please, don't walk away from this place without making Jesus the Lord of your life. Lift your right hand high. You say, Bishop, today, I want to serve God. I want my name to be written in heaven. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for these hands. I pray for every hand. Some of you need to lift your hand. Don't look at me. Close your eyes and lift that hand up high. Because it's the greatest opportunity of your life. Lift your hand up high. Father, thank you for these wonderful people. I pray that today will mark a day of a new beginning. If you have lifted your hand up and you're really serious about this prayer, come to me now. Come to me. Walk to the front and come to me.
Happy day.
Come all the way.
Happy day.
All the way.
When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me
when Jesus washed my sins away.
Everybody in front here, lift your two hands. Let's pray. Lift your two hands. Let's pray. And I want the whole church to join us as you pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus. As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your own child.
I will serve you. I will follow you. I will walk with you. The rest of my life. From today. I belong to Jesus. From today. My life belongs to Jesus. Jesus. From today. I promise to serve you. From today. I promise to follow you. From today. I promise to walk with you. All the days of my life. Thank you, Father. For receiving me. Thank you, Jesus. For coming into my heart. From today. I am born again. From today. I am born again. From today. Jesus is my Savior. From today. I will walk with Jesus. The rest of my life. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
Thank you, Jesus.
For receiving me.
As your child.
From today.
I belong to you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for all these wonderful people. He taught me how
to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
Hallelujah. I'm so happy for you. As you are coming, angels are writing your names down. Amen. Today, your name is in heaven. Your name may not be in the parliament, but your name is in heaven. God knows you. God has saved you. I want you to decide that as you have given your heart to Christ, you are born again, your name is in heaven. Every day of your life, you will come to church. Will you come to church? Are you sure? Come, because now God wants to make you a beautiful person. He wants to change your life completely. So make sure you are here every Sunday. And I believe God is going to bless you mightily. Say amen. If you look to my right, you see, they should go back. What should they do? Should they follow you? Are you sure? Come along with you. All right. The people will talk to you for just 3 minutes. All right. And then you will come back. So can you go this way?
He taught me how to watch and pray. And live rejoicing every day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray. Sins away.
Why don't you clap your hands for all these people who are giving their heart to Christ? Is it beautiful? I said, is it beautiful? Is it amazing? Is it wonderful? Is it fantastic? Clap your hands one more time for the Lord. Amen. All right, please, I don't know what you're going to do, but let them come up as we close the service today. I hear the banquet is getting cold. And Apele as well. Amen. And Tuozafi. I hear the upper prancer. The crabs are walking on the upper prancer. What a blessing. Hallelujah. All right. Can we take our tithes? If you brought your tithes to church, would you kindly stand up and come to the front? If you have your tithes, I'd ask you to take an envelope and walk all the way to the front. Walk all the way to the front.
You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You deserve the best. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You deserve the best. 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 You deserve. You deserve the best. 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 You deserve the best.
Can you lift up your envelope and let's pray? Father, thank you so much for today, and thank you for the blessing of honoring you with our tithes. What have we that we do not receive? And who makes us differ from another? Today, I'm asking that for all those who are honoring you with their tithes, may they never be dishonored. May they walk into your blessing. May they walk into your favor. May they walk under your covering. Promote the work of their hands. May they see but profit and benefit from what they do. In Jesus' name, deliver them from failure and from accident and from things that will make them ruin their finances. May their finances be blessed. In the name of Jesus, give them new contracts and fresh opportunities. Let angelic visitation bring them money and let them prosper. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
You deserve the best. 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 You deserve the best.
Now, last week, before I take the offering, last week, I gave out some envelopes for healing Jesus. How many of you brought your envelopes? How many of you brought your envelopes? I want you to receive the envelopes here. Please bring them to me. I want you to bring the envelopes. If you have an envelope for healing Jesus that you took away last week, I'd ask you to come to the front and bring your envelopes to me. Come quickly, come quickly, come quickly. What a blessing. As I receive this envelope from your hand, may God multiply this special seed. Stand behind me, please. What a blessing. I'm taking it from your hand. There's a divine exchange. That's what we call a divine exchange. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you. I'm taking it with my hand so that God will place what is in his hands to you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless them. Honor them. Be gracious to them. If you didn't bring your envelope, bring it next week. But we want to support what the bishop is doing. May God help you. May God be gracious to you. May God honor you. May God do great things in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I receive this envelope from your hands. May God give what is... May God give you what your hand cannot hold, bigger than your hand, as you support evangelism and soul winning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be favored. Be helped. May God smile upon you. May God be good to you. May God supply every need of yours. God told me to receive it with my hand, that a certain blessing will be placed in your hand as well. They didn't bring yours, bring it next week. But I believe that God is going to bless you beyond measure. He will surprise you. He will surprise you. He will help you. He will establish his covenant in your life. Be blessed. Be favored. Oh, God sees your efforts. God sees what you want to do to support the work. May heaven support you. May heaven lift you. May heaven bless you. May heaven acknowledge your efforts. May heaven see your seed. May heaven multiply your seed. I bless you. I bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for it. Can anybody help you? Somebody come and help Fred at the back, please. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you, Lord. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. God sees it. God will honor you. God will smile at you. And God will be gracious to you. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Come on, shout amen. If you didn't bring yours, bring it next to you, because and take your own envelope and put in a special seed for Healing Jesus Crusade. I tell you, God was telling me that for all who are giving toward this project, a certain grace is going to be poured in your life that you cannot imagine. I tell you. Hallelujah. So if you didn't do it next week, by all means. And I believe God will bless us. Amen. Take out your offering and lift your hand up as we close. Lift your offering up. Lift your offering up. Everybody, lift your offering up. I'm waiting for you. Those of you, everybody who came to church to eat food, give an offering today. Somebody say amen. Tell your neighbor sitting by you, it's a long time I saw you in church. Ask him, why did you come? Why did you come? Are you there? Linda, why did you come to church? What a shock. Everybody take out an offering now. I'm waiting for you to take an offering out. You can also give by mobile money. All right. At the back, everywhere. Look, ask the one sitting by you at the end. Yes. Why did you come to church? You in particular. Tell him, show me your offering. Show me your offering. Let me see. Oh, it's not bad at all. Lift your offering up. Let's pray. My friends, let me see your offering. I'm expecting offering on this second row. It's not bad. It's not bad. Hey, no. Change this one. All right, lift your hand up. Let's pray. Lift your offering up. Father, thank you so much for the blessing of giving. Bless your children. Bless their giving. Be gracious to them. Honor them and favor them as they give their offerings in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. I shall see the offering. Casey singing man, come upstage. And before we leave here, you are going to taste communion. Amen. You are going to eat the bread and drink the wine for the month of September. So let's welcome Kasia Singing Band as they come up. Meanwhile, let the communion be ready. Thank you. feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Can we have the communion? All the elements, every one of you have brought enough. All right. The singing band will be singing for us. I'll bless this thing and then I'm going to give instruction and we are going to read. God told me something very specific and I'm going to prophesy it over your life. Can I have an amen? Where is the rest of the communion? Ushers, please come. Bring them out. Bring them out very quickly.
Louis, go.
Bring them, bring the rest of the communion. All right. Father, we bless this element. Everyone that shall eat this bread this second day of September 2018, let there come a certain open door into their lives. Amen. I speak to everyone here. May they enter a season of extraordinary miracles. In the name of Jesus, bless the bread and bless the wine. Let it bring life and extension and deliverance. Let your hand of blessing rest upon everyone that shall eat this bread and drink this wine to your glory and for your. This is your body and this is your blood. May it produce life and generate strength into every life. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Please take the piece of bread and glass and hold on. Don't eat it when you get it at the choir. Sing for us quickly. Please put your hands down. No, who doesn't have bread? Can you lift your hand? All the side. So where is the rest of the bread? Who has chopped the bread? Akwaba ladies, you have chopped the bread. So where is the bread? Where is the body of Christ? Who has eaten the body of Christ and left others out? Please, this way, all the way there, all the way there. Who doesn't have wine? You don't have wine as well. Yes, you all don't have wine. That's when I saw one of the couple ladies, she looked drunk. Maybe she drank all the wine. Please, take a piece of bread. Or if your bread is, share a piece with somebody as we pray. Okay? Do you have another song to sing for us? As we eat this thing? All right. Today is a special day. I said, today is a special day. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
All right. So lift up the bread and let's pray. Lift it up high. You still don't have? Who doesn't have still? A few of you. Maybe you came to church late. But they still deserve some bread over there. Lift your hands up. Let me pray over it. This is the body of Christ. What you're holding, it may smell like sugar bread. It may taste like sugar bread or butter bread. But as you pray over it, it is the body of Christ. Father, we lift this bread up to you. It is your body. As you lift our hands, we ask for your favor and for your blessing. We ask the Lord you be gracious to your children. Anybody who shall eat this bread, may it bring healing to their bodies. May it bring restoration to their bodies. May it bring deliverance to their bodies. May it bring total recovery in the name of Jesus. May your life be extended. May your days be extended. May God bless you with opportunities and favors. In the name of Jesus, I speak over this body. Let it bring regeneration. Let it bring power. Let it bring restoration. Let sicknesses go away. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this body that was broken so our bodies will be restored. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Say the body of Christ. Shall we eat it together? The guys in front here, please, no talking, okay? Don't be, just look at me from this, okay? Do you understand?
Hallelujah. Lift up the wine. Lift up the wine.
Father, this is your blood. On this second day of September, a new month has begun. I speak that everyone that shall drink this wine will be covered by your blood. May your blood cover every step we take. May your blood cover every car we sit in.
Amen.
May your blood cover every bed we sleep on.
Amen.
May your blood cover every chair we sit on.
Amen.
May your blood cover every food we eat.
Amen.
May your blood cover every water we drink.
Amen.
We refuse poisoning.
Amen.
We refuse bad news.
Amen.
We refuse evil reports.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood that speaks better things. May the blood speak life. May the blood speak life.
Amen.
May the blood speak life.
Amen.
May the blood speak life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This cup is a cup of blessing. It's a cup of blessing. As you drink this blood, we drink blessing. We drink blessing. We drink promotion. We drink extension of life. We drink upliftment.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your promises come to pass in our lives. And let your name be glorified. We believe in your word. and you believe in your power. In Jesus' name. Say, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Shall we drink it together? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lift your two hands up high as we bless you today. There's a scripture in Acts chapter 11. The Bible says that, and God wrought special miracles. Acts chapter 11 verse, Acts chapter 19 verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. God told me that this month of September, he will write special miracles in the lives of the people. The word special means extraordinary. Amen. I think the New Living Translation, put a New Living Translation there, New Living Translation. Quickly, quickly, as we close. New Living, and, oh no, the Amplified, put Amplified there. Amplified says, and God did unusual and extraordinary miracles. As your hands are lifted, may you receive unusual and extraordinary miracles in your life. May you receive unusual and extraordinary miracles in your life. Extraordinary miracles in your life. Extraordinary miracles in your life. Unusual miracles in your life. Receive them for the month of September. Receive them in Jesus' name. Unusual miracles. Extraordinary miracles. Extraordinary miracles. Extraordinary miracles. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Unusual miracles. Now listen to me. Listen. The word extraordinary means fantastic. May you have fantastic miracles in this man. I said, may you have fantastic miracles in this man. The word extraordinary means unprecedented. May you see miracles you've never seen before in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May God do fantastic miracles in your life. May God do unusual miracles in your life. May God do unprecedented miracles in your life. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. By the 30th of September, everybody here will have a testimony. By the 30th of September, everybody will have a new story. Receive your blessing.
We receive it.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless you.
Yeah.
I bless you.
Amen.
I bless you.
Amen.
As your pastor.
Yes.
And the authority of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Representing Bishop Daniel Mills.
Yes.
Who is the founder of this ministry.
Yes.
I stretch my hand over you.
Yes.
I stretch my hand over you.
Yes.
May you be covered by the blood.
Amen.
May you be covered by the power
Amen.
Of God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I stretch my hand over your business.
Yes, Lord.
Over your marriage.
Yes, Lord.
Over your children.
Yes, Lord.
Over the work of your hand.
Yes, Lord.
Over your school.
Yes, Lord.
May you receive promotion.
We receive it.
Promotion.
We receive it.
Promotion.
We receive it.
Famous.
We receive it.
Receive it now.
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 Receive it.
Receive it now.
Receive it.
I declare extraordinary miracles will happen in your life.
Amen.
This month of September.
Yes.
This month of September.
Yes.
This month of September.
Yes.
Unusual and extraordinary miracles.
We receive it.
Receive them now.
We receive it.
Receive them now.
We receive it.
Receive your portion.
Receive it.
Receive your portion.
Receive it.
Father, I bless your people.
Yes.
We are walking out of here with expectation. We are walking out of here.
Yes.
With expectation.
Amen.
We are walking out of here.
Yes.
With expectation.
Amen.
You are walking out of here.
Yes.
With expectation.
Amen.
Be good to your children.
Yes, Lord.
Do unusual things.
Yes, Lord.
Do unprecedented things.
Yes, Lord.
Do fantastic things.
Yes, Lord.
Do amazing things.
Yes, Lord.
And let all see your power.
Amen.
At work.
Yes.
We bless you.
Bless you, Lord.
And we honor you.
Honor you.
In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen.
Amen.
Every witchcraft assignment against your life, I abolish it right now.
Amen.
Every wizardry, witchcraft spirit against your life, I abolish it right now.
Amen.
I abolish it right now.
Amen.
Any evil assignment against your life, I abolish it right now.
Amen.
Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For the young and the old.
Yes.
For the single and the married.
Yes.
For those with children, without children.
Yes.
Honor your word in their lives.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody receiving a miracle baby. Receive it right now.
Receive it
right now. Somebody receiving a miracle job. Receive that new job right now. Receive it right now. Right now. Right now.
Yes.
Somebody's about to receive a gift of a car.
I receive it.
Receive it now in Jesus' name. You'll be blessed.
Amen.
Somebody, your phone is changing to a better phone.
Yes.
A better phone.
Yes.
A beautiful iPad.
Yes.
You are going to receive a mail that will surprise everybody.
Yes.
Receive your blessing.
Receive it.
Receive new things.
Receive it.
As I receive new things.
Receive it.
Receive new things.
Receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you walk out of here.
Amen.
With faith.
Amen.
May you meet right people.
Yes.
You meet somebody who likes you.
Yes.
You meet somebody who likes you.
Amen.
He will be gracious to you.
Amen.
He will be kind to you.
Amen.
May every wicked person move out of your life.
Yes.
Right now. I bring them out of your life right.
Amen.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be favored.
Amen.
Do well.
Amen.
Overcome.
Amen.
Prevail.
Amen.
Enjoy the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoy the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
Every migraine headache, I curse it.
Amen.
Every stomach disease, I curse it.
Amen.
Every demonic attack, I curse it.
Amen.
High blood pressure, I curse it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your body normalize.
Amen.
May your body normalize.
Amen.
May everything become normal in your body right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your blessing, for your goodness, and for your mercy. In Jesus' name.